Blog Talk Radio.
Reagiato. Arici Marek de Utah. Welcome to the Christoph Smith Show. Welcome, y'all. Appreciate you guys for being here. That was me saying welcome in Spanish. Now, I want to be clear. I have absolutely no idea what I just said, but I'm quite sure I said welcome to the show. Appreciate you guys for being here this evening. You guys could have been anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, man, that guy is at it again. People, tonight I'm going to be talking about better. It feels good to be back. People, I was out of it yesterday. I finally figured it out now when the ladies, you guys don't hear when she says she's actually doing a countdown on my laptop. Comes up this switchboard. The switchboard tells me everything that's going on, what I'm about to do, who's calling, et cetera, et cetera. And she says, she's given a countdown, and she says, your show will go live in 5 seconds. And people, I have a thing about quality, okay? I'm going to just throw this, guys, at you before we start talking about better this evening. I have this thing about quality. I love quality. I love quality. So I have these headsets that I talk inside of that what I realized, the reasons as to why I had gotten my earache, when you have this headset on, this headset is so unique and so powerful. It sucks. It closes my ear off, and when people talk, all the sound and repercussion, it just beats on my eardrum and causes me to get an earache. So we have to change that. I got to figure out what I'm gonna do. I think I got to get some cheaper headsets because my ears just can't deal with it. But enough of that. It feels good to be back. I took yesterday off. I want to talk about something this evening, now that I got you here. Apologize for not being here last night. But I want to talk about something now that I got you here. People, I want to talk about better. I want to talk about better. And people, I am an advocate for family. I am an advocate getting you a wife, not being a player. Today is the 23rd of September. I'm not getting no booty right now. My status is zero booty. I like it like that. Yeah, I like it like that. I like it like that because it defies what I believe in, and I believe that when you decide you're going to settle down with one person, things will be better, okay? Better. There's that word again, better. People, I'm interested in better. I'm cool with better. As a matter of fact, I like the best. I stated that earlier. I am not interested in fugazi. I'm not interested in hats doing stuff. I'm not interested in a booty call. I'm not interested. You know why? Because when you have somebody that's going to look out for your best interest, that's better. Now, I have met people in my life that thought that, hey, you know, I got friends. I got kids. I got grandkids. I got friends. I got my whole world, and you know, you'll come somewhere between like fourth or fifth, and I'm like, well, you're supposed to get you a wife and a husband so you two can do your thing together, because that way is, what's that word I'm looking for? Oh yeah, better. People, it is amazing to me, of course, with the wrong situation. It is amazing to me to see people navigating themselves through life not wanting better. You do know that when it comes to better, there in fact is nothing better than the best. And to me, it is amazing to see people that are in a situation where they're not even going to be in the neighborhood of being the best. But I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why this is. Because I didn't just talk about better tonight. Something else that I want to talk about that comes along with doing better is change. Achieve it, change is required. So I think it's only right that I talk about me. Right? Put myself on full mic. In 2019, December, I sold my company, got rid of it. I sold my company and got rid of it because I got tired of doing that by myself. I needed a wife. I needed a wife to help me along with that business. Why did I need a wife to help me along with that business? Why wasn't a secretary sufficient enough? I needed a wife to help me along with that business because it was something that had to do with me personally. It wasn't business. It was personal. So my wife would have been able to step in and do my personal business for me. Okay, so it was something that I couldn't do. I couldn't do it no more. I couldn't deal with the people no more. I couldn't, and it was mainly women. I couldn't deal with the women no more. The women of today got a different attitude. As a black man, it's we don't need to respect the black man. Respecting the black man is an option. So I would get into a lot of conversations with women that I've never gotten into with men. I've just never. It just I needed a woman to step in, a woman that would have been that was my wife and would have baby, I got this one. You the next one is a male, baby, I got this one. I didn't have that. So I got rid of that business. When I got rid of that business, unbeknownst to me, COVID said hello, and then COVID came. When COVID came, businesses that I was doing youth lecturing, that took a hit, and I was building bikes. I was taking regular riding bikes, putting motors on them. That also took a hit. Nobody wanted to work. It was like, oh, good, I got an excuse. So everything went south, my businesses. I then said, in order to better myself, I have to come out of what I was doing and hook up with the outfit, something that's already in motion, something that's already in motion. And if it's already in motion, I can just jump along with it. I can add something to it. But a startup company in a situation where COVID was rampant, something that I miscalculated, okay? So what did I do? To get better, I changed my philosophy. And when I changed my philosophy, I found success. So what am I saying? In the nuts and bolts, what am I simply saying? I'm glad you asked. The reason why things will never get better is because to achieve better, you must change. The level in which you are executing on, let me be the first to tell you, it ain't hitting on nothing, honestly. Yeah, you ain't hitting on nothing. You're not hitting on nothing. People, the rapper Sub Mix-a-Lot made a song, and the name of the song was called "One Time's Got No Case." It was a song about him being flashy and flamboyant, of course, but there was a lyric that he said in the song that I love, and I like to tell people when I give lectures. And he said in the lyric, he said, "They ask what I do for a living. Should this information be given, driven?" And people, we don't need to drive a parked car, do we? No. No one needs to drive a parked car. You don't even need the keys to a parked car. So, driven, that means you've gone somewhere. And when you've gone somewhere, that in itself is change. I really don't think that too many of us like being at the bottom. I don't really think that hold on. Let me check with the bottom department. Hey, how y'all doing over there? Oh, y'all hungry? Yeah, I bet. And when the last time you guys ate? Wow. Wow, no, this is September now. You said June? Yeah, you'd be dropping dead anytime soon. Yeah. Well, enjoy being at the bottom. Well, I just checked with the bottom committee. And it's not really cool over there. It's not. I promise you. And we exist in a life where a lot of people like to defend their position. People, you must. As sure as the sky is blue, you must change. You will not get better without it. People, I have a very, very decent life. Very. I have the world in the palm of my hands. I don't have to work if I don't want to. However, pay my house off. And not working and wanting to pay my house off doesn't match. So if you can understand what I'm about to say, I'm going to say this. The norm for a 50-plus-year-old about to going to be 60 and then 60 turns into 70. The norm is life slows down. You got a budget analysis. You got to do, budgeting, fixed income. That's the word I'm looking for, fixed income. People, I want nothing to do with that. I want nothing to do with the word fixed income. Nothing. To me, that's better than the norm that I hear. You know, I'm not signing up for the supplement B plan for my prescription. I'm not doing that. No, we ain't doing that. I want better. Now, that's the norm. So if it happens to you, it's okay. It's the norm. I want nothing to do with the norm. I want nothing to do with the norm. I want better. So therefore, I am willing to change. Oh, my. I am willing to change. Kidding yourself. Stop fooling yourself. Stop. Go ahead and change. It's okay. People, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I'm so real with myself. I'm so real with myself. People, here's a theory that I have with a tough guy. Why are you fat, out of shape, sloppy, but you can't work out? But you can talk tough. Why do you live with your mama? But you ain't got the energy to live on your own. but you can talk tough. When it comes to life, y'all may believe when y'all hear tough guys talking tough. Y'all can believe that. I'm going to leave that. And the reason why I'm going to leave that and not believe that is because people, there comes a time, normally in a 24-hour cycle, you're going to get a moment where you're going to be by yourself. And a conversation going to sound something like this.
Yeah, man, you told him.
Yeah, because I'm tough. I don't play that.
Yeah, no, you don't play that, but it's kind of dark in here. You ain't got no lights.
Yeah, you know, I'm keeping it real. I ain't got no lights.
Fuck that shit. Something wrong with your story.
What are you talking about, conscious?
You talk all that tough shit, but we I can't see shit.
I'm laughing at something else. I'm laughing at something else. Never mind me. Never mind me. You go to that, people that know better, they go to the places to buy here, pay here, or something like buy a car, and they know damn well when they're filling out that application, when it says, how's your credit? Well, you're there, ain't you? You're the buy here, pay here place, ain't you? Ain't you? You know how they say, ain't you? Ain't you? Ain't you there? Ain't you? You're the buy here, pay here place. You so tough to the world. But your credit score kicking your ass? Okay. These individuals, they sit in their house after selling the world that they're a tough guy. And people buy it. I buy it too. I just walk on by it. But when they get in the house and they're by themselves, I assure you. People, do you know the best thing in life? The best thing in life. Can I tell you what the best thing in life is? You know what the best thing in life is? It's to simply have a routine. That's it. You just thought I was going to say something crazy. The best thing in life in the morning, put your vitamins on the counter. Get the dissolvable vitamins. Pour the water in the cup. Put the dissolvable vitamins in there. Walk away for a second, let that get going. Go in the bathroom, brush your teeth, wash your face, you know, put some water on your balls. You know, I'm just saying, you put the water on your balls. So, you know, just got to put some water on your balls. Yeah, got to do that. You come back in there, you come back in there, everything, and you chug that stuff back. You got your energy going. You're just doing a little shimmying now. Now you shimmying. I feel good. I feel good. I'm going to take these vitamins. Oh, yeah. I got the power. And then you go get a little workout in. Get your stretching on. Get a workout in. And get a little routine going. And that's your day. You done got a routine going. That's better than just getting up all different times of the day, every time, just don't know what the hell you're doing today. What you got going on today? Nothing. Oh, what you do last night? Oh, we ain't do nothing. Oh, yeah, what time you got up yesterday? Oh, shit, I slept in. It's beautiful. Get a routine. Have a routine. It's better for you. Your life is a lot easier because you know what you like. You done dedicated some time and space to yourself. That's your routine. You got kids, stay in a room until this time, till I'm done with my morning routine. People, you need a transition time from waking up and starting your day. In between that time, if your day consists of going to work, if your day consists of going to school, you need a little transition period. Better for you, I promise you. You just popped up out of bed. You're already late. You got to run. You grabbing this. You grabbing that. Oops, I forgot something. Just get a routine. I promise you. Promise yourself. Do yourself some justice. Get a routine. People, I'm talking about better tonight on the Christopher Smith Show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And I'm talking about better because with better comes the need to change. People, I know a lot of people that just don't want better in life. They just don't want nothing out of life. And because they don't want nothing out of life, they will not change. They have a philosophy. The philosophy is backwards. They actually think the philosophy that they're saying makes some sense. The reason why they think the philosophy they're saying makes some sense is because they said it so much and it was not challenged by anyone. They actually think that the nonsense that they are saying, the garbage that they're barking off, makes sense. It's okay. It's okay to change. It's okay to simply say, you know, I used to be like that. It wasn't getting me nowhere. It's okay. It really is. It really is. I'm a tough guy. You'll never know it. I was a tough guy. I used to fight all the time. People, I got suspended 11 times in 2 months fighting in high school. I used to love fighting. Found out real quick it got me nowhere. Nowhere. Tough talk, I didn't talk. Ain't nobody ever said, yeah, me and him fight, it was, yeah. He said that, and then I said that, and then he said, I said something to him, and it was a fight. That's how it was with your boy. I learned real quick I needed to change if I wanted better. There's nothing wrong with that word better. It's the best out of the two, for better or for worse, ain't it? It's better. Go with the better. Do what it takes to do the better. Listen. The best thing I did in my life, going to the military. And because I went in the military, my life is better because of it. You know how many people out here screaming off these dumb innuendos, I'm living my best life. No, you ain't. You're a bum. You're a damn bum. Just drop that EST and put in a UN. You're a bum. Throw that in there. It don't go with the conversation, but I just have to throw that in there, you brick sucker. You know, it just sounds good to say that. Brick sucker, you know, don't be a brick sucker. better, you know, I could have done worse. I was on a trajectory for worse. I was. I can tell when somebody don't have harmony in their life. People, when you don't have harmony in your life, you speak worse. You don't even talk the same when you don't have harmony in your life. You don't. I can tell when somebody don't have no harmony in their life. There's no stability in their life. They all over the place. And it's mainly individuals that get up and leave when they're called upon. If you can get up and leave when you're called upon, you're not living a good life. I promise you. You're not living a good life. You're not. If you can get up and leave when you're called upon and abandon your life and go and you're not living a good life. Let me tell you something. Your life demands a 24-hour presence. Your life can't demand a 2 and 3 day absence from your life. It's called a vacation. You're supposed to do that and get back to your life. When you don't have a life, I'm going to be clear about something. I'm going to say this individual. I'm going to talk about something. I'm not going to say the individual name because I respect them. You're not supposed to be on call for couples, and especially for couples. You ain't supposed to be on call. You know, you're not. You give your condolences and you keep it moving. You tell them, hey, listen, I'm gonna send this over there, and you keep it moving. Help is not stopping your life. To help somebody, it's no such thing. My uncle told me that when I was fighting for custody for my former daughter. My uncle told me that. How you stopping your life to fight for custody for your daughter? Uncle Eddie, he told me that. So don't think I'm saying this out of some personal... My uncle told me that. I don't understand how you stopping your life to fight for custody. You don't do that. You don't stop your life for nothing and nobody. Nobody is more important than you, than your life. Nobody. 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 When you abandon your life, how is your life getting any better? In order to do better, you must change. You must. It's not hard. I promise you. It's not hard. It's not hard. It's not hard. It's not. Change. Go ahead. Just trust me. It's better. Better that way. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. I've been down that road before. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. And I will tell you guys tonight what I always tell individuals. And that is, I'll take a shack in the suburbs before I take a castle in the ghetto. Let me say that again. I'll take a shack in the suburbs before I take a castle in the ghetto. I lived in a ghetto. It's better to not live in a ghetto. It's better to not. It really is. It really is. People, I want to thank you guys for listening to me tonight. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, man, that dude is at it again, and I don't hate it. I definitely appreciate it. Tomorrow on the Christopher Smith Show, I'm going to be talking about women. That's right. Oh, man. I'm going to be talking about women. Good night, y'all.